The articles of Mr. Adnan Oktar that were published in the international media outlets in May 2017. Mr. Adnan Oktar's articles, which appear in prominent international newspapers and magazines, attract a wide readership across the world. The articles are published in various countries from Russia to the USA, from Iran to Saudi Arabia, from Bosnia-Herzegovina to Malaysia, from Spain to Azerbaijan. These articles enlighten millions of readers about scientific, social, political, and faith-related issues. Some of the articles of Mr. Adnan Oktar that appeared in May 2017 in the World Press are as follows. Tehran Times, Iran's most prominent English-language daily newspaper. The End of the Great Game and the Road to Peace in Syria. Pravda, Russia's oldest internet newspaper. NATO weapons on the Russian border and Erdogan-Trump meeting, the deep state, and the reality of YPG. Huffington Post, Arabic version. One of the prominent liberal news portals of the USA, based in London. No More Cries in the Islamic World, and When Will Turkey's Journey to Join the EU End? Hamshari newspaper, one of Iran's leading Farsi language newspapers. No End in Sight for Sufferings of Rohingyas. The Jakarta Post, Indonesia's leading English language newspaper. Turkey is on the verge of a new age. Almada newspaper, the independent and leftist Arabic daily newspaper based in Baghdad. Much like chemical weapons, conventional arms kill innocent civilians. And Five Eyes, One Brain. The Spy Alliance is watching you. And Those Who Want to Change the World. Al-Quds Al-Arabi, the Arabic daily newspaper based in London. The true salvation of Mosul is possible only with the alliance among the countries of the region. The Gulf Times, Qatar's English-language newspaper. Let's alleviate the suffering of Rohingya. And Turkey under European observation. And Turkey-Russia, an important alliance. Al-Bilad, monthly newspaper in both Arabic and English, published in Ontario, Canada. The perfect social system lies in the Quran. And once more, Iraq is on the brink of hard times. And DNA, a glorious marvel of creation. And suicides, result of materialism. The Jordan Times, an independent English daily newspaper based in Amman, Jordan. Ramadan around the corner. The Arab Weekly, published by Al Arab Publishing House based in Britain, that focuses on news from Europe, Middle East, and North Africa. Much like chemical weapons, conventional arms kill innocent civilians. Al-Ghad, Jordan's first independent Arabic newspaper. What kind of a Turkey is expected to come from the aftermath of the referendum? Az-Zaman, a daily Iraqi newspaper published simultaneously in London, Baghdad, and Beirut. Disinformation, to believe or not to believe. And the Balkans need reconciliation instead of tension. And 10,000 children are missing and the world just looks away. And for a better future with the millennials. And another Ramadan for Muslims amid sufferings. Berita Harian, one of Malaysia's leading newspapers, published since 1957 with a daily circulation of 110,000 and 1.5 million readers. The big fish does not necessarily eat little fish. The Gulf Today, one of the leading newspapers in the United Arab Emirates. Spiritual blessings of Ramadan and the trial is beautiful. Al Raya, one of Qatar's greatest Arabic language newspapers. Turkey, Gulf states forge closer ties, and The Way Out, and Defense of the Indefensible, and The Warmth of Ramadan. Akbar Al-Khalij, the Arabic newspaper known to be the sister publication of the British Gulf Daily News. Ramadan, Then and Now. Akkurd Daily, the independent Kurdish news agency based in the USA. Let's alleviate the suffering of Rohingya. Eurasia Review, the think tank and independent publishing organ based in the USA. Turkey under European observation. Kashmir Reader, the daily newspaper of Jammu and Kashmir of India, published in Srinagar, known as the summer capital of the region, which features prominent columnists. No more cries in the Islamic world, and there should be no more Guantanamos in the world, and when will Turkey's journey to join the EU end?